at the conference.
There we go. Yeah, awesome, dude. So tell the folks here what you do.
Yeah, so what Bueno does is we're trying to influence the operational model in the property industry to evolve.
Right.
If you break down the way that people operate their buildings, the brain of their building operations is actually just a calendar. They're doing a whole lot of checklists and tasks based on weekly schedules, monthly schedules, quarterly schedules, and we think that we're better off using a data-driven approach, leveraging all of the instrumentation that already exists in these buildings, and algorithms instead of checks. We're trying to evolve the building operations world from being calendar-driven to being data-driven.
Well, speaking of evolution, I saw your marketing brochure, and I think it's very clever what you did, particularly in light of Avengers and the incredible success they've had. Tell us a little bit about the concept and your illustration.
Yeah, so we are working. We've been working on this problem for a while now of trying to evolve the industry away from calendars and towards algorithms. And you know, everyone starts just taking baby steps along the way. You know, what we're really here to talk about today is, and at the conference, is about how we can further embed these kind of practices into people's enterprises, into our customers' enterprises. It's not as simple as giving someone an additional platform to then expect them to use that to deliver value. In reality, we want that process to be as frictionless as possible, and people spend a lot of time talking about integrating to smart buildings. We want to take smart buildings and integrate them into people's businesses.
Right.
So we kind of see this maturity spectrum of different people out there in the industry that are doing things with data, and I guess that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. So I brought something along with me, and this is the evolution of data-driven operations.
Pretty clever. Very good.
Stage one. That's where the current best practice of the market is. That's preventative maintenance. That's using your calendars to maintain your buildings and operate your buildings. And really, it's just checklists set on a fixed schedule, and it's checklists that say to check a sample of a piece of equipment. That's stage one. Stage two is doing some work in a spreadsheet. So this is what I've called spreadsheet analytics, but in reality, we're talking about manalytics. You know, using a lot of manual labor to try and recreate like an analytics approach. That's the next stage is downloading a whole bunch of history files and putting them in a spreadsheet, running some formulas to find some outliers and do something about it. It's much better than doing checklists, but there's still a hell of a long way to go in this space.
Sure.
Next step is to use some analytics. Actually use a proper set of data science tools to analyze your building data. But what's really interesting about that is that people, what they get out of analytics tools is information.
Sure.
And need to take some action. And typically when people start out with these analytics tools, they end up just tracking all of these actions that they're taking in spreadsheets or in email trails.
Right.
And that's not a very scalable way of doing it, not a very organized way of doing it. You know, where most of the people in the industry are, and what we're seeing here is Bueno Man's popped up. You know, he's been collecting his infinity stones along the bottom of the screen.
Yep.
And when he's got four of those infinity stones, he's using analytics and he's got a parallel CMMS, and that's really the current market-leading practice. It's not the best possible practice, but it's the current market-leading practice.
No, what I like about what you're doing, Leon, is that, you know, people have been getting data for a while, but making the data usable, and then the way you're integrating it with existing systems as opposed to creating other systems is sort of brilliant. Makes it more streamlined, and people probably use it more.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this stage of the maturity spectrum where people have a analytics tool set, but and they have basically a light CMMS managing all the tasking is great. It's much more scalable than using spreadsheets to keep track of all this stuff. But there's still one level deeper we can go. You know, using a standalone light CMMS or an integrated or a workflow management system still means that all the FMs and technicians on site need to keep track of another piece of software that they need to operate. So where we really want to get to is having all of those infinity stones, having that infinity gauntlet, and integrating these analytics tools into the enterprise, plugging them back into the enterprise CMMS. You know, that if we can embed a data-driven model to the way people are operating their buildings without them having to change their day-to-day workflows, if they can see tickets and not know whether they've come from analytics or a reactive call or a PPM task, that's the most frictionless way of possible of doing this, and it removes all of the barriers to getting value, which is why we're all here in the first place.
Well, so then the majority of the buildings are out there are in the evolutionary stage between the third and the fourth. So Bueno comes in, and basically what happens? What do you do to take over and bring those infinity stones to bear?
Well, I would say that the majority of buildings out there are actually in that first stage.
Ouch.
Yeah, the majority of buildings in the world are actually, I mean, they're in that first stage. I think that the type of people that you get in this kind of environment, that's not they're people that are already doing some pretty smart stuff with their buildings. So they're a little bit further along. I'd say the best out of those people, they're doing the fourth stage. So what we want to do is push it one level further.
Gotcha. Right. And for our community, you might not know the reference to the Infinity Stones, like the Avengers, right? So the guys, whole thing about the Infinity Stones is you can eliminate half the population to make the planet better. And it sounds like what you guys are doing is eliminating half of the waste so that the system can survive and thrive.
Yeah, I would love if we could eliminate half of the waste like this, yep. But you know, maybe that's pretty ambitious, but there's still a hell of a lot of value that we can return. And then the next phase, that last phase, gives you some really unique opportunities to do some cool stuff in that we start getting access to enterprise data, business data, and comparing that to the field device data that we're getting out of the analytics tools, which is really great because that opens up predicting cost associated with fixing the issues that we're finding in our analytics tools. It's really great because it allows us to identify the cause of the problem out of what's been entered in the CMMS and also what remedy is taken. So that creates a feedback loop that then enables us to identify faults,
sure,
predict the cost to fix, predict the cause and the remedy that needs to be taken, which is, I mean, we're talking about removing barriers to value and there aren't many left.
Well, and it's ongoing. So it's a monitoring process that just keeps going and going and going, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you set it up once and it just kind of runs forever.
You know, but if you build it into your business, you don't have to keep running it. Your business runs it.
Wow. Well, how do people get hold of you?
So we've got a booth here. So come past and say hi. Go to our website, www.buenosystems.com.au, or send us an email, hello@buenosystems.com.au.
Awesome. Awesome. Man, really do appreciate you, Leon. Thanks so much for taking some time to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Well done.
Thank you,
Leon. Yep, thank you.
See
you. You good. Leon.